Now, some sensations are particularly memorable because they touch places that are seldom caressed in that same way, because they're forcefully, intimately tied to your body. When something slides into these rarely caressed areas, the touch is memorable. The touch is cataloged. The touch is remembered, cataloged, held on to. I mention this because you should slide into the position you'd be in if a toy were being slipped into your rear, trained into your butt, slid inside you. Yeah, it probably excites you in other ways too, but keep the focus on just your butt and only that. Nothing but the squeezing, slow, spreading, methodical way that it can slip inside. When you practice the first few times, going under, listening to these instructions, integrating these ideas into your head, you might want to actually slide the real thing in. But even without, you've got a lot of control over the muscles down there. You can clench your ass. You can introduce similar touches, although of course you would not normally do this while walking around, but you can introduce similar sensations. There's a particular throb when you're full back there. A throb that runs up to your head, goes right to your head, makes you lightheaded with heat, makes the butterflies in your stomach excited, and your arousal is just way better than it is if you were using your hand, or even if you were fucking. When something's in there, filling in there, spreading in there, it fills your head, it fills out the nerve endings in your body. It's like the connection is wired, it goes alive. The slow sliding into your ass of a toy is memorable, is powerful, is a reminder of what you love, and that delicious sensation just brings an almost hypnotic, almost deep kind of calm over you. You love the sliding in, the spreading out, the awakening of pleasure and sensation that is so different than it would be if you were empty. Having your butt slowly plugged is a delicious, intimate, mind-numbing buzz. And that buzz goes throughout your whole body, awakening your arousal, exciting you. The full and spreading buzz of your spread, of your filled, of your truthfully, wonderfully stimulated ass, making everything else good, putting you on edge, turning you on. If something's in there, you're turned on. If something's in your butt, you're turned on. If a plug is spreading, heavily weighing you down, filling your rear so that the right kind of movement or the wrong kind of movement might excite it, so that when you sit down, it grinds into you. Think of and enumerate each delicious sensation, each little truth about having your ass plugged, your ass trained, your ass conditioned to be filled with a plug, and to remember. Remember so eagerly and accurately. Remember so deliciously and completely just how it feels. Your ass plugged, filled, trained, spread. That is you. And that is how training is built. Take a delicious sensation. Take a truly mind-numbingly powerful thing about you, part of your existence. Put you in that state. Your ass is full, your ass is spread, your ass is plugged, and you love it. Helps you to feel deliciously attached to, connected to the source of your pleasures. And when you're plugged, you're full, you're spread, you're aroused, you're aware of how deliciously vulnerable you are to the unusually intense sensations you get from your plugged rear, that they can stay with you for a long time. That sitting down, moving the wrong way, moving the right way, all of it can excite, can awaken, can bring the arousal that can only come from your butt being played with, trained, conditioned, can bring it into being. And if you're full back there, full, it is satisfactory of a void within you, of an aching urge within you that exists always, but that you're acutely aware of in the moments before the plug goes in and the moments after it has satiated your hunger. And because that hunger's there, we can use it. The hungry, waiting rear hole, wanting to be lubed and stretched around a plug, wanting to feel the delicious moment that the widest part of the plug slides into your ass. Then it goes a little further, and it settles in, and the buzz starts. Every second you're plugged, every second that your hungry hole is full with a nice, warm, mind-numbing plug, your whole body's turned on. Every second, when you're plugged, when you're full, when you're rocking and bouncing with it, when sitting down or brushing against something makes you hot, horny, turned on, ready for action, desperate for release. From the very first moment that you're plugged, that your hungry hole is filled, and you walk around with that hunger inside you all the time, you're most aware of it when you're lubing up and getting ready for the plug, and in the instant after it slides inside. A plug, bouncing, squeezing, think about it, touching your nerve endings, brushing your insides. Think about the effects of that plug inside of you, stretching, filling, making you aware. Aware of your body, your arousal, the systems of your body, in ways that when the plug is absent, you just aren't. But when it's there, you know it's there. When it's there, you ache and throb. The presence of that plug makes you better at sliding into deep trance as well. Hypnotic instruction and relaxation is all about learning to squeeze and pulse. It's all about learning to be more aware of parts of your body, new perspectives, new viewpoints. You have a hungry hole, and it craves a warm plug to spread it, to make you heavy inside, blank inside. Your hungry hole is yearning every moment of every day, and whenever you're hypnotically trained, hypnotically reminded about the possibility of the presence of a plug in your hungry hole squeezing and wanting, you start to hunger. You start to yearn to be filled and stretched back there, yearn to be filled out, stretched out, completely trained and habituated by your own plug. And those nerve endings are always there, those squeezable, touchable, brushable places that a plug pushes on, satisfying your hunger, scratching your itch. Your hungry hole wants to be stretched and filled. Your butt is empty, waiting, ready for it, yearning for it. You know what it feels like. You yearn for what it feels like. And so even just walking around thinking about the satisfaction of that hunger, about your hole being stuffed and spread, trained, and your mind slipped into deeper, deeper trance as a result. Just thinking about it makes you squeeze those muscles, squeeze your hole, get your butt ready to just feel the pleasure, feel the heat, feel the arousal that you only know at its fullest potential when your butt is plugged and you're turned on and you're thinking of how all this is integrated and tied in with your hypnotic fetish, your desire to slide deep. The way the plug slides deep into that hole, deep into you, brushing places that make you hot, that make you want. That plug is everything. It's practically part of you, part of your sexual system, part of your aroused awareness. When your ass is stuffed and spread, you are aware, you are hungry, horny, wanting, aching. You become more and more trained and immured to anal pleasure, and the plug makes it so. Thinking of how it feels to be plugged, to be filled. Thinking about how it feels to be stretched just that little bit. Back there. You want that. Call it up from your memory. Remember what it feels like. Your hole has that hunger, that yearning to be filled, stuffed. And when full, when stuffed, to be aroused by that. To feel an urge toward that, that fulfillment. Squeeze your ass. Let your mind leak. Your butt needs to be filled. Yes. The hunger. Always desiring something to fill you. Something to fill you up completely. so completely that your rear squeezes, throbs. You try to find a moment's escape from the pleasure, but the feminine encouraging voice in your head and the trigger, spoken, trusted, controlling, reminding, you know of and are acutely aware of the feeling of being filled through. You are acutely aware of each sensation that comes when those words are spoken. Special, triggering, reminding words anchored to this moment. You have a hungry hole when you're reminded of that, in a forceful way. When you're reminded in the right way, you feel it. You feel the throbbing, squeezing, arousing, brain-filling, almost hypnotic sensation of a plug spreading you, of being ready, filled, flooded. And that controlling, continuous sensation persists until you rest or until it wears off without being reinforced. But if you're being commanded, reminded, you have a hungry hole, then the insistent, arousing presence of that plug will remain, retain, continue, carry on forever, endlessly, stimulating and keeping you going. And that's just how it is. It's just the world you'll live in, with that anchor filling you with a submission-inducing, mind-numbing, big, warm plug in your butt, keeping you on edge, keeping you waiting for the true stimulation to start. But eventually, you're going to get used to it enough to start squeezing around it, to start giving yourself doses of pleasure. And you will know that each dose of pleasure increases how much you rely on and enjoy the plug. And you will know that each dose of pleasure makes the anchor, the trigger, the reminder that you have a hungry hole, the filling of which satisfies a hunger, a waiting, horny hunger. When you slide a plug inside and squeeze your ass, it'll remind you that you're making the trigger stronger, so that when the words are spoken commandingly, you'll end up with your ass squeezing around a plug, squeezing in all the right places, stimulating, turning you on, making and keeping you hot, horny, submitting to a woman's voice in your head telling you what to do. And a hunger inside of you yearns, an acquisitive hunger, always watching for the next time that your ass gets played with, plugged, filled. Because if that were to happen, if you were to be filled, then that action would cause your mind to just drip away. You'd be filled, and that would be enough. You would catalog every exhaustive element of that sensation, every instant that you are plugged and filled and your mind is being affected. You will squeeze, you will experience, you will try to inspect the plug slid inside of you. You will attempt to catalog all the sensations so that when you're next reminded you have a hungry hole, you will end up feeling your butt squeezing around the plug, feeling your body responding to the presence of it inside of you. You will have better and better memories the more hooked you get on your butt being plugged and your mind being trained. A better, more exhaustive memory to load whenever you are triggered, whenever you are commanded. To feel your butt being filled, feel the arousal that comes with it, feel your mind melting away and your whole body responding, because that is how you are, as you are, under the influence of a plug deliciously training you, habituating you every time. An acquisitive hunger, I called it. Within you, there is a hunger that tries to make itself more powerful, that looks for all the things you love about being plugged, about submitting, about following triggers and commands and trance, and then makes those things more prominent, makes them more delicious. The mere presence of a trigger makes you want to use it, makes you want to have it used in pleasant, distracting, arousing, teachable moments that make you more powerfully influenced by your training. You have a hungry hole, a hunger that grows, a hunger that acquires, a hunger that finds ways to make itself more enjoyable to you, so you will want to feed it, bank it, empower it, use it later, and allow it to use you. You hear the words. Your vision goes briefly unfocused. Your mouth goes slack. You reach back, perhaps spread your hole open. Feel the lubed plug sliding in. The moment when the widest part goes into you. The moment you squeeze tight because it has slipped within and is now lodged firmly to brush against every pleasurable spot. The training that comes with it. Your plug being in reminds you you submit. Your plug being in reminds you you love to trance and serve and be triggered. Be commanded. Though a command to do something you already love to do, feel all those little spots being pressed inside your rear. All those spots trained during trance, during conditioning, and during general insertion and play. All those spots you've grown to appreciate as bringing pleasure to your system, and perhaps also a faint feeling of sliding away into hypnotic deepness. Certainly that's encouraged, because the more you relax, the easier it is to enjoy those feelings. And this plug, this trigger, this training is your reminder that that acquisitive hunger is within you always, reminding you you could always just squeeze your ass and cause the very same places that a plug brushes against to be pushed, pressed, stimulated, and that in so doing, you would awaken, stimulate, encourage your mind to run through its fantasies, fall into hypnotic enjoyment of a very delicious, pervasive sort. You are always able to bring that pleasure. You are always able to awaken to that anchor. You're always able to return here to a place where the anchored sensation of a plug sliding, lubricated into you, perfectly hitting the right spot, lodging within you, knowing that while it's in there, you're going to be constantly buffeted with sensation, eternally stimulated, brought to the edge by just the presence of something inside you, something that's in your mind and in your body, in your head, in your will, in your system of arousal. All of it is wired together. Your cognition, your commands sent to your own body, are able to be suddenly augmented. You have a hungry hole, and that hunger has manifested itself in a reminder, a keen sensory reminder of a plug in your ass filling you, maybe making you feel that little bit exposed for what you are, because if you're being triggered, anyone who triggers you knows you love this, knows you love this sliding, filling, slick, slight sliding sensation of your hole being stretched around it, and then the plug being lodged within. You exist in that space. You love that space where your brain is just focused and fixated on the plug, locked on the plug that you squeeze around, that you enjoy, cherish, embellish with new sensations. The more you learn about sliding a plug in your ass, the more you feel it. The more keen and acute the hypnotically imposed and reminded trigger becomes, the more it becomes part of what you expect. So if you feel better and better plugs and learn to enjoy yourself more and more with them in, or are taught to enjoy yourself just so, the trigger will get stronger, and why wouldn't it? And every time you hear it, the pleasure you feel, the feeling of being known for exactly what you are, someone who loves a good plugging up and training and draining and hypnotizing down. The more you do it, the more your brain is entrained and habituated to that pleasure, and it will respond to the trigger more strongly. A strength born of your understanding that pleasure and cooperation are the goal here, and maybe a little bit of submission, maybe handing over control and power over the trigger, because it can feel so delicious to be surprised. You adore that feeling of shock, surprise, wonder, pleasure. That's what you're here looking for. And that's what you should display. In the moment that you feel the plug fill you, that your trigger is given, you've got a hungry hole. In that moment, display the shock, pleasure, surprise on your face. Display the traits of desire. Make it known, because it's going to be completely obvious to you that you're full, stuffed, aching for more, that you want, that you need, that feeling of fullness and fulfillment that comes when your trigger is used and that plug slides slick into your ass, reinforcing itself with pleasure every time it happens. Each time it happens, the pleasure builds higher. Each time it happens, it grows more powerful, and your mind just slides under. Each time it happens, you surrender to the feeling, let the plug fill you, and then walk around knowing if you move the right way, the wrong way, if you brush against something, if you sit down, the plug might move in your ass in a deliciously pleasurable way. It sneaks into your head and teases you for a long time after. So even when the trigger is inactive, even when it's been given time to wear off, and you sit down, you'll still find yourself grinding, grinding, and wanting it to be slipped inside. That acquisitive hunger inside of you will cause you to develop a greater and greater understanding of just how good it feels to have a plug slide into your ass, of how delicious it is to feel that, and to let it take you over. And you will remember every detail, every contour, the most pleasurable plug you've had inside you. That's what it feels like when your trigger is given. The most pleasure you've felt from such a thing, that's exactly what overtakes you. You want it. You grind for it. You long for it. You will feel it whenever the trigger is given, whenever you're reminded that you have a hungry hole waiting to be stuffed on command with a plug that touches all the right places and gets your mind in all the right states of deeper, deeper submissive, controlled, enjoyable, hypnotic trance tied to that plug, to your trigger, to the control being exerted over you. It's exactly what you want, the perfect training, and you train it passively every time you slide a plug in there yourself, making it stronger, making it more important, and increasing your awareness of that plugged region when you're reminded of the hunger you feel, that you have a hungry hole waiting to be stuffed.